just I will move 8:30, and we'll see if we have a majority here.
Well, before that, I have a compromise. Why don't we start at 8:15? It gives people on the West Coast a little time, and it's still it's not as late as 8:30. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to sound stubborn.
I feel like somebody's being like, being put into a Solomon situation of dividing
the baby. Now, let me tell you all, I was thinking about 8:15 as well, actually, Dean. I'm in accord with you on that.
I would really like to stick with 8. I would like all the other committees to go up to 8 o'clock if possible, because I tell you, when we do get heated in any meeting, and I hear the people on the East Coast get frustrated and tired, and they start begging to adjourn, I feel for them, you know, and they sound angry. Now, I've never had this problem on call, but Dina has a legitimate concern that if we do have an issue where it's important, it would have made a difference if we'd started a half an hour earlier, you know. Then she's not. I mean, if you're, I feel for people that have to work the next day and have to be up early.
Sorry, Campbell. Let me just jump in here for a moment. We do have a motion. I know we don't follow Robert's rules necessarily, but he did move. It wasn't seconded, but
to have a second in committee.
All right. Do I have a second in the task force? Is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So he did offer a motion that we start at 8:30, so I think we need to have some kind of vote on this.
But we can have discussion before we vote. I just didn't want us to be having, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30, 8:45, you know. So I wanted to just put a number down there. And if I can make a suggestion, one of the things that I believe avoids the problems, and I think I've been on a number of the committees that tend to be rather contentious, the Financial Recovery and Audit as well as National Finance Committee. I think that if you put the most challenging thing, the thing that's going to, you know, be the most difficult to work your way through, on at the beginning of the meeting, that is, you know, valuable to avoid having to stay late. And I will say this about the Affiliates Task Force. For the past year and a half, at least, it has not been a contentious group.
Well, okay, so I don't know, you all. You tell me how to proceed. I'm not sure how to proceed with this. How do we make this decision? Do we vote on 8:30 and 8 o'clock, or how do we do this?
Well,
what's the pleasure of the group?
I think that what we could do is, if there's any more discussion that, you know, any more unreadiness that someone has, then they can discuss, you know, the particular point that they'd like to make, and then we can go ahead and vote on it.
Can I just make a point? The two of us in California said we're okay with 5. Now, I know there are other members who are not on today, but if we're going to vote, we already said we're okay with 5, so it's...
Okay. I think we've discussed this a bit. I'm assuming everybody agrees with that. I think we should have some kind of vote here.
Well, I would like to support Ankina that we stick with 8 o'clock.
We've got a motion on the floor for 8:30.
We do have a motion, Teresa. So we need to be respectful of that too. So the motion was 8:30, so maybe you know who's on the call, right?
Yeah.
Teresa, so we should probably vote on that then.
I'm sorry, can I point out one thing, please? At KPFK, we have not had our election yet. We're having our first new board meeting in a week. And there might be new people joining this task force. That might be something to consider, because we didn't meet quorum in the election.
Yeah, one last thing I wanted to mention also is that if we have meetings at the station, and frequently our finance committee meetings are at the station at like 5:30 in D.C., and I've been several times driving home from a meeting and, you know, having to, you know, try to negotiate that while because of a meeting at the station.
Well, let me ask the group then. It's kind of hard for us to make this decision, obviously. But one of the comments from who is that who made about the elections in California? Who was that who said that? Cynthia or Kine? Which one of you?
On Kine. I said it. On Kine.
So I think you were making the point that making the decision at this point might be premature. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially. Yes. Yes.
But the Thursday right now people seem to be in agreement with that. So what does the group feel about? I'm inclined to agree with that to a degree, because if we're going to have different folks on here, if we can select a day that we're pretty firm with, that seems like a pretty good thing to do at this point. But maybe the time needs to have a little bit more consideration under the circumstances. And that right now we would just leave it at 8 o'clock, and then if we want to change it to 8:30, once we have everyone on the task force or new folks on the task force, then we can make that decision. I don't know what else to do at this point. Is that okay with everyone?
We have a motion on the floor. We could just vote on that motion.
Well, we could, I suppose, but...
But apparently some folks are very committed to... Another time.
This is the problem without working with Robert's rules. It makes it a little bit difficult under these circumstances. But
I would like to
recommend to the group that if we have decided on the second Thursday, that we hold off on the consideration about the time until we have all of our folks in place, which would include, I'm assuming, more folks from the East Coast and more folks from the West Coast. And then we can have more of a healthy discussion on what everyone would prefer.
I would like that.
And I would like that, too, because technically, even though we did have our election was settled at KPFA Berkeley, but we didn't make our appointments at all. So there may be some, Andrea or Chandra, who've been on this before, might want to have an opinion, too. So I would appreciate that we just go with 8 o'clock and then make a decision next time.
Okay, so if that's okay with everyone. Campbell, I really appreciate your comments about this. I'm sure we'll go over some of these arguments again, okay? So I think we have actually come to the completion of our agenda. Do we still have Jay? Are you still on? Have you been listening to all of this?
I have.
Well,
you, Jay. Heather?
So, yes.
Can we add a brief update from Albany if we have a minute? I would love to hear what's happening.
Yeah, so... If that's okay with everyone, if we could just hear from Jay briefly. Jay, you want to give us a brief update on what you're doing?
Well, right now we're still in the stage of where we're trying to get money for the station, trying to do as much fundraising as we possibly can, which just a little bit, I have no experience in radio. So a lot of what, it's almost like learning a foreign language. So I'm really trying to learn as much as I can, garner as much knowledge as I can about building a radio station and trying to fundraise at the same time. So any help that you guys can give us will be greatly appreciated. Any funding sources that you can help us find is greatly appreciated. And I also need help with the national campaign. Although I can do fundraising and letting people know what's going on locally, the national fundraising is quite out of my league. I don't understand that. I'm a shy or quieter person, so that's a little outside my realm. So I'd really need some help. Mm-hmm. And that's just it. We're at the building stages. We're 12,000 watts. The call sign is WUTU.
WUTU.
Yes, it's Utu, which is an African word that means I am because we all are. Mm-hmm. And then there's, we're 88.3 on the dial. So we have everything set up. We just need to make some money so we can get the very bare minimum on. If I would be interested in the streaming from the web, because maybe we can start that and garner some interest in the community for support. But this is a very new concept for this area. So.
Well, I tell you what, right. Why don't you give me your email address and phone number? I have not sent that email out to Otis McClay yet, but maybe I should just put your email and phone number on it also.
I would greatly appreciate it. My email address is Childress, Childress, Southwest Georgia Project, which is SWGA, the word project spelled out, .com.
Is that project plural?
Project plural.
Could you, is it Childress and then the word J or the letter J?
The letter J.
Childress.J.
All right, Childress.J at SWGA project. Ending in an S, .com. And your phone number?
I answered you wrong. It's singular. It's just project.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm a little sleepy, so excuse me.
And your phone number?
It's 229-430-9870.
Okay. And what is your title with the radio station?
Right now I'm just a person getting it together. Like, I have no title other than coordinator.
Supreme Allied Commander, right?
Yeah, she's the commander for sure.
Right.
She's the director.
Right. I was obviously thrown in the boat to save everybody, and it's like I don't have a life jacket either, so let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just as any help, any steering in a direction, I would just really appreciate it.
Would you also mind if I nominate you to be on the Grassroots Radio Listserv? If you are on, you can just kind of ask, you know, you can make requests, and you can kind of see how other stations say, you know, I want to know about these recorders, or I want to know how to recruit. How do other stations recruit volunteers? People make announcements, and you kind of see a very cooperative.
Okay.
You know, dialogue among a lot of community radio stations. I mean, it's not a place to have political discussions or, a strident, negative
community people want to help each other. They want more stations up and running.
I would appreciate the nomination because we are not on it, so I would appreciate, there's a lot. We have limited knowledge about radio, and so the more things I can learn, it would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. How many people are actively working to make the station happen?
Right now, consistently, there's only me. So, I mean, I would need some advice on how to get and keep committee members, because they're every now and again, like say if I have a meeting and there's 10 committee meetings, then 3 will show up, and then the next time it's 3 or a different 4. So it's just it's a little challenging.
Ursula, it sounds like she would benefit from some of the meetings like we've had in the past where somebody comes on and talks about just fundraising, or you know, you have a guest speaker and anyone calls in to the, you know, to the conference call line to ask questions and share information, like we've done in the past. I know that someone like Mary Frances and Norman really appreciated some of the conference calls that you organized. I remember being on one where someone was just talking about, you know, grants and fundraising, things that they had done.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
I was on a conference call with a woman. I was on a phone call yesterday with a development director with a local nonprofit, which is the local Audubon Society, and she had formerly been with the zoo, and I had been to a session on social media, and they had shown how the zoo had done a video of a little baby elephant in a baby blow-up pool, a baby pool. And this elephant was so ecstatic to be in the pool, it was trouncing the hell out of that baby pool. And it was so cute to watch that they put it, they did an email blast to their members and did a YouTube on it. And people immediately wanted to donate money because they said, you know, look, obviously we need a baby pool at the zoo. You can just imagine this baby elephant. They made a bucket load of money quickly. And when I was talking to her, she said, oh, well, we just did a virtual gala for the Audubon, and we raised $200,000. And then she said, oh, and I said, oh, and I saw that article in the Chronicle about your little cabin sanctuary that you're renovating. She said, oh, yeah, we just had an open house, or I don't know what she called it. Oh, we raised $120,000, and that's great because we only needed $100,000. Oh, yeah. So sometimes when you just talk to some of these people, I don't know how they do it, but sometimes just one little idea can really help.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll see if I can put on my thinking cap and put you in touch with some people that could help you.
That would be great.
Do you have a website?
We have an organizational website. There are two women that are going to donate money for us to create a domain, which I'm really excited about. As far as time, we're there. So it's something that needs to happen quickly.
Do you know? Can you tell me what your website is right now?
Our organizational website is southwestgeorgiaproject.com. So it's SWGAproject.com.
Okay. .com, not double.
No, ma'am, it's .com.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm just so glad you were on the call, and it's just great to hear an update on what's happening down there in South Georgia. So I think unless there are other additional announcements, I think we're finished.
All right.
I apologize for coming on late. I just got on the call, so I hope
welcome.
You had a good meeting.
Is that Chandra? It's wonderful
yeah.
to hear you.
Chandra.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Chandra, it's Cynthia.
Hi.
You'll see the notes.
Okay.
Chandra, it's wonderful to hear your voice. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. So
and it's wonderful to have Cynthia joining from KPFA. Yay, Cynthia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It was inspiring. Right. It was inspiring. I'm going to go on PacificaNetwork.org and get some stations to call.
Great.
All right, you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank
Heather?
You.
Heather?
Yes.
Two things. One is, I don't know if anybody's left on the call. People are getting off now. I'm sorry.
I am.
Go ahead. Go ahead. If you want to do the survey, please write to me, ursula@pacifica.org.
Okay, I will.
We'll put
thank
that
you.
Out in the notice as well.
Okay.
The
yeah.
other thing is,
thank you.
I just have a question about when are our new affiliate task force members coming? Is this going to be a function? Is this going to be happen after the first PMB meeting, or how does this work?
Yeah, officially that would be apparently, this is what I'm told, and people correct me if I'm wrong, that there's going to be a PMB meeting in New York on February the 22nd, and that's when the new board comes into being, is my understanding. So officially, then, Janice would be then a part of the board and the affiliate director. That's my understanding.
So presumably in March there'll be some new members to the affiliate task force.
Yes, I think so.
Well, let me say this. The way that the stations, the Pacifica stations, were originally set up to get people on this task force were in December. You know, you have the elections, and your people, your delegates are seated in December, and at that first meeting, you elect your officers. After you select your officers, you have a meeting very early in January where you select your four directors to go to the national board. And then at your next meeting, you pick people for committees.
Mm-hmm.
Because we moved the because some of the stations didn't have quorum, they pushed it back. I personally think that like WPFW should not have even because they knew who was on their board, they should not have waited. But you know, if you can't get people together to have a meeting, you just can't do it. But we had a meeting, seated them, and got our officers. And they got their act together, so we've already got our people selected to be on the national board. And once you have that, then you start looking around and saying, you know, where's your talent, where's your interest? I mean, people can decide now that they want to get on this task force and just have the have your local boards, you know, endorse that. There's nothing to have kept anybody from coming on this meeting tonight. And I should have been more proactive about asking people to do that. So I highly recommend that I should probably send an email to everybody that's on it now and say, look around, see if there's anybody that you want to invite to be on these calls. And make sure that your secretary of your LSB records that you want to be on the task force.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
That's an excellent point.
All right, everyone. So I'm going to officially adjourn this meeting. If people want to continue talking, please do so. But I'm adjourning the meeting.
All right, 9:54 p.m. And Ursula, I'm going to make one phone call to you, and then I'll get the minutes out. Okay?
Thanks, everyone. Again, Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year. All right.
Happy New Year, all.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Bye-bye.